Intervju Radija Študent. Intervju z mehiško performarko Rocío Bolívar. V okviru 18. mednarodnega festivala sodobnih umetnosti Mesto žensk se je v galeriji Kapelica predstavila ikona underground kulture Mexico Cityja Rocío Bolívar. Bolíverjeva, aka La Congelada de Uva, je svojo umetniško pot začela leta 1991 z branjem lastnih pornoerotičnih besedil in ostro kritiko zatiranja ženskosti. Tekom svojega 20-letnega ustvarjanja se je uvrstila v najbolj radikalno krilo body arta v Mehiki. Pri nas je nastopila svojim delom Čas mineva iz serije Med menopauzo in starostjo. Ker je letos osrednja tema festivala staranje, sva z umetnico spregovorili o njenem drznem in radikalnem spopadanju z bolečino in starostjo ter o minevanju.
How do you deal with aging, body changes and how does that affect you as a performer?
I had to deal with my body all my life. So everybody deal with their own body all life. Because when you're a kid, everybody told you, don't touch that, don't do this. Oh, you do that. You crash this. So, because you are little. Mm. And you can go up if you want. I mean, many examples. Then when you're a teenager, I think it's a very important part because maybe you don't have enough teeth or maybe you are fat or maybe you're so skinny or your hair is not blonde enough. I don't know. And when you're a wife, you are not very sure if you are pretty or not because your husband can go with another girl. Or if you are pregnant, maybe you don't look good. If you have son, maybe your stomach is not strong enough. And when you get old, I think you need to deal with another stuff that I'm beginning to deal with them. So the problem is the discrimination that at all ages. The human being discrimination for other human beings, different, right? So
what do you mean, like by commercials and
No, in society. Like society. In society, in your family. Yes. So many old people say, oh, this is a stupid young guy. Because he's young. So it's the same. When a young guy says, oh, this is an old woman, an old man. So I think all ages have their problems. But when you get old, because this is a way until the death, right? So the problem is that nobody wants to die, most of us, you know, some, yes. But no, most of us don't. So as you get older, you see that you are nearest to the death. So the philosophy, you think more in this existentialism process, about this life that we don't understand. Why are we alive? Mm-hmm. Why are we going to death? And what's this around? What is nothing and what is something else or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Why is something and not nothing? There was a philosopher who said that. I don't remember the name now. Mm-hmm. But so we never understand. Never. We don't have any answers about life, about death. So I think the human being is afraid about the things that they don't know, they don't have control. Mm-hmm. So death, we don't have control. Mm-hmm. So that was part of my performance yesterday, that I was pulling the hair, mm-hmm. because you always want to live more and more, but there's a moment that's finished, bye-bye, mm-hmm. right? So I think in old age, like illness, people don't want to see that you are... You are not finito. Mm. You are ephemeral. Mm. You know. So and in this society, they give us all these pretty images and this amazing world where everything is fine and fun, mm-hmm. and the princess and mm-hmm. beauty, yeah. blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So. Illness and old age is like, no, don't remember that I'm going to die. Don't remember that I can be sick. And how can we get old if all of us were young, were kids? Mm-hmm. How the time can pass over us? And we can do anything.
This was also when you were taping yourself, right?
Yes.
Like to fix your skin.
Exactly. And the young and the beauty is overvalued. And in this society, it's much more because it's a capitalism. So... they need people who need buy many things. Mm-hmm. So a young girl can buy more than an old woman, mm-hmm. because you're going to buy cosmetics and mm-hmm. you're going to do this exercise, blah, 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 blah. When you get old, maybe you don't need too many things. So that's what nobody wants to talk about old people because they are not a good
market,
yes, okay. But at the same time, I think in this discrimination, the old persons begin to think that it's true, that the value is going down, you know, they accept, mm-hmm. like, if I am old, mm-hmm. I'm not really good one. So that's the worst part. Mm-hmm. We need to change that idea. Mm-hmm. I used to hear old women to say, "Oh, those songs very pretty of my time," and I said, "What the fuck? Isn't this your time?
Yeah.
You are alive. Mm-hmm. Why do you say, yeah, there were my best times?" And I said, no. You know, all the times could be nice, better. And I'm fighting for show a brave woman, mm-hmm. a strong woman, and this idea of a nice old woman, very sweet, blah, blah, blah. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. We are the same. We, I mean, we have a personality, and I think that the old people believe that they must be really nice because they are old. And no, we have the same voice, even if we cannot speak the same. I mean, we need to scream, we need to say something, mm-hmm. and the people is losing their dreams, mm-hmm. their hopes. Mm-hmm. But after, I mean before, death come. So you cannot lose your energy mm-hmm. on before you die.
Yeah.
You know? Fortunately, I have a very brave mom. Mm-hmm. She's 86 and she has their own computer and she's in Facebook and she's in Hotmail, whatever. And she's strong mm-hmm. and she has many things to do. And the people think that everything is work. Go to work, go to work. So when they don't have work, not anymore, they don't know what to do. Mm. Yeah? Mm. But there's many things to do, and you can do whatever you want. But I think that's the fucking problem, because there's not about age. It's about the instruction that the society give it to us, and their religion too. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, sex. Mm-hmm. So at what age is it still possible to fuck? Whenever you want. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that beautiful body for have sex relation, how can I go to... I'm going to say fuck. I don't know if it's okay.
It's okay, it's okay.
Okay, okay. So... why not? I like orgasm, and if I have a man who likes me, I'm going to go with him, and I'm going to have a pleasure. Mm-hmm. But many women, even when they are young, they cover themselves. They cannot have an orgasm either mm-hmm. at that age. So we need to open and broke all these system ideas that mm-hmm. are totally... to my life.
Yeah. And like you were saying today when you were presenting your biography, that marriage didn't work for you. Can you say something about that?
Yeah, like I tried, because of course I have all this speech in my mind since I was a teenager, that I was dreaming with my husband, with my house, with my children's. But I tried, but I saw that that's not my best way of life. No, no, no. I don't like to cook. I don't like to cook. I don't know how to cook. And everything changed when you married, because you take that patron.
Position.
That position. Yes, and it's like, now you are here, so you need to be like this, because you are here. You're a wife, so how's the wife? Like this. So you feel like you are in a cage.
Yeah, trapped.
Trapped. So the most important thing for me is the freedom. Freedom. And yeah, I couldn't be married for more than 2-3 years. And... I have been trying to find another projects, another formulas for life. So I don't have a formula. I am creating my own one. Mm-hmm. No?
Yes.
And I think, yeah, I don't like this, that to say, yeah, I'm very old, but my spirit is very young. Because you're almost dying, you cannot... walk and you cannot see it, but my spirit is very young. It's pathetic, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, you know, the human being, I think, even in the worst position in the world, don't want to die, because is finished forever. You know, forever. And you don't know what's going to happen. You're not going to be never again, never. You know?
Yeah.
So it's totally crazy. I don't know why we respond in this cool conversation, because if you really take out from the world and see it, the truth, like the existentialism philosophy or nihilism philosophy, say, come on, we are gonna die, you know what it means. But in the other hand, life is so awesome. It's awesome. So I don't want to kill myself now, you know. And I was thinking, I would like to die during a performance. So I have some ideas of performance for die, but not now.
Really?
Maybe at 99 or. It's important to be in this time. Don't forget that something is happening now. Not in your face, like the people says. There are new music, new filmmakers, new technology. So why don't you approach to that?
And use it.
Yes.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like I never grow up with computer. I don't. Come on, you are alive. You are still alive.
Ponme la mano aquí, Corina. Ponme la mano aquí. Ponme la mano aquí, Corina. Ponme la mano aquí. 20 años y entre palmeras, los cuerpos como banderas, noche, guateque y danzón, la orquesta tocaba un son de selva ardiente y caprina. El cielo un gran frenesí. Y ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Ponme la mano aquí. Tus senos, carne de anón. Tu boca, una bendición de guanábana madura. Era tu fina cintura la misma de aquel danzón. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Ponme la mano aquí. Ponme la mano Corina, ponme la mano aquí. Tu pelo jíbaro y fiero, una manigua cubana para mi amor guerrillero. Ponme la mano aquí, Corina. Ponme la mano. Dejaban la estera y se escapaba tu saya buscando la guardarraya, que al ver tu talle tan fino, las cañas azucareras se echaban por el camino para que tú las molieras como si fueses mano aquí, Maporina, ponme la mano aquí. La luna es un tiburón que va tragando anilina. Ponme la mano aquí, Maporina, ponme la mano aquí. Ponme la mano aquí, Maporina, ponme la mano aquí. Después el amanecer que de mis brazos te lleva, sin saber qué hacer de aquel olor a mujer, a mango y a caña nueva, con que me llenaste al son caliente de aquel danzón. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina, mano aquí, Macorina, ponme la mano aquí.
So you work with pain?
Yes.
From where it comes from, and is it releasing your inner pain with physical pain or pressure? And as I felt in your performance, it affects the audience. But how does it affect you if you repeat the same performance, like, several times?
Well, I work with pain because performance is not theater. So I cannot act my pain, my worries, my problems. So all of us live with happiness and with sadness. But I think pain or blood, or if you have a problem in your body, it's very easy to understand. If you say, I broke a leg, oh my God, what happened with you? Or I cut a finger, because it's there. It's physical. You can see it. So it's more handle for everybody than to speak about that I'm depressed or I'm very sad or I don't know what's happening in my mind. I have strange sensations. So the people don't want to hear nothing that they cannot handle. So psychiatric illness are very painful, or the sadness is really painful, but like it's untouchable. So if I want to talk about my sadness, my problematic, those things that make me feel sad, I discovered that if I show the pain in my body, it's more easy for tell, and for me, give me something like a catharsis, so I can get in that mood, like a trance. So of course that I feel the pain, but in another mood. It's not like here if you put me a needle and I scream. During the performance, it's like I'm like cleaning my soul. I'm cleaning my mind. I'm in front of my demonios in the hell. I'm in the hell, trying to fight with all these enormous monsters. And
you're facing every time the same kind of demons. Is it like something really deep, or is it like new demons every time?
I think there are many. There are many. There's one principle, that is our feelings, the existence, but in many ways, if you lose your father because he dies, it's terrible. It's a very tremendous pain. But how can I tell you? Oh, I'm sad? If I want to tell you something that don't go directly to your reasonable mind, under to your unconscious, this is a meta language.
How to speak to the unconscious level.
Of course. Rational mind is a filter. So I'm talking with you. And you hear my words and you interpret those words, blah, 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 blah. But if I go and I pass your rational and I go directly in your unconscious, then I'm going to move all those things that support your mind. So it goes deeper, more deep. So I think performance is great, it's amazing because it has that power to talk directly from my unconscious to your unconscious.
And do you also use nudity? Because it's so direct in a way.
And I use my my labia, my anus, because those taboos have many meanings. There's no only my labia. What is behind my labia in concepts? Many. Many and a lot of shock. So, okay, here's my labia. So what I'm talking about the history of the world. So the genitals have a very heavy process in our minds, in all cultures. So I want to use those primigenios. I don't know how you say it.
Basic. Or origins.
Origins, yeah. Yes. So that's why conceptual art is so powerful. Because it doesn't matter if it's beautiful or if it's ugly or whatever. The concept is the most important thing.
Your performances are very strong and they work for audiences as a catharsis. They have this effect, so they affect you as well in this way, right? Like a bit cathartic.
I say that when you see or when you do one performance, the number of performance that happen in that moment is the same number of people who are singing the performance. Because each of one person has a different background, different ideas.
And perception.
And perception. So that's what we use concepts. So everybody can handle those concepts, but in a different way. So it's amazing. But for me, I maybe I'm so selfish, but I do the performance first for me. Yeah. Then if I can give something to somebody, it's great. But yeah, it's a very hard work with your mind, with your body, with your unconscious that is, you know, because it's very difficult to go very deep inside and see all those monsters or that crazy ideas. And I said that as deep as you can go in your Pandora box, as high in the good mood or sublime you can go. I mean, it's the same.
You're connecting humor and pathos, right?
Yes.
So can you say something about this? How is these two things, how are they connected?
When I began to do performances, I had many problems with feminist crew.
Ah.
Yeah, they hate me.
Really? But
until
you...
Until now.
Really?
Because I show my pussy, I dress like a prostitute, and I talk about sex explicit, and I like dicks or men, so I was like... Wah. So I said that. I talk from a women's side because I'm a woman,
mm-hmm.
but I really don't like that idea about victim women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I respect feminism, but I think they don't want to see the next step, that is post-feminism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in post-feminist, women, we want to talk about this brave woman who can ask for sex or ask for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so I began to do this like, oh yes, poor woman, it's a victim, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, I made jokes about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, like this performance, of course, I use pain, blood, blah, 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 whatever. And I could finish with something in the same line. But I like the turning point
mm-hmm.
to show that, yes, we have problems. But at the same time, we enjoy mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
And yes, we can cry, but we used to laugh a lot. And don't give me a shit that victim or poor woman like that, because mm-hmm. I think women is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many tools for control.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have the power, so no, that's not. I mean, it's a combination between men and women. And now I'm working with this concept, queer,
uh-huh.
that I really love, because it's, you have your own sexuality. Mm-hmm. It's not only hetero or homosexual. You can choose whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So. It's like a fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everybody mm-hmm. have a different kind of sex, because we have many things behind us to give us the opportunity to choose whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I prefer this queer concept that feminist or... And I like to do that, to say, yes, of course, we are victims, but at the same time, we enjoy the life. So I love to see my face with all this blood and laughing like nothing's happened. Come on. I'm playing.
Bulliverjevo se je po ženskem mestu sprehajala Simona Jerala. Intervju Radija Študent.